of your body shape. Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. Today is going to be somewhat of a question answer for everybody, you know, because people always have questions to how or what they need to do in order to get themselves into a healthier lifestyle. And sometimes they don't have the answer. So most people tend to fail at what they're trying to do because they don't really know how. So today I want to dedicate this time to answering any questions that you may have about fitness, any questions you might have about how or what you need to do in order to reach your goal. And that's very important because some people don't know the right questions to ask, or some people don't know the answer to the question that they may have, or they're scared to ask a question because they're worried about they don't know the answer to that question when it could be just a simple answer, but it doesn't matter. I've always been told the only dumb answer is an answer not asked. The only dumb question is a question not asked. So today I want to focus on any and every question that you may have concerning fitness and how to get into a specific shape or healthier lifestyle that you are shooting for, because you may be going for the bodybuilding, you may be going just for the toning, you may be going for losing weight, whatever the case may be. So whichever one that you're working for, I want to be able to answer any and all of your fitness questions that you may have. So don't be afraid to ask any question that you might have. Or even if you are a fitness professional and you have a comment, you can always make a comment, which is not a problem. So I'm game for whatever. Make comments. You know, you may have a question as a fitness professional. I might have a question for you. Who knows? I have no problem with either way, because if I don't know the answer, I'm always prone to tell people I will go get the answer. I ain't scared to ask. So if anybody out there today has any questions about anything as far as fitness, how or what they should do to get in certain kind of shapes, to do certain things, please feel free to ask. Press number one, and I will bring you in. Press the one, and I will bring you in to ask a question and or make a comment. Now, today, being that it's just question and answer, is pretty much any fitness question that you may have. Because fitness is a key important factor. It's a key factor for a lot of stuff that goes on today in society, especially staying in shape and living a healthier lifestyle. And we want to focus on always living a healthier lifestyle because we want to feed that temple. And that temple is God's temple. So we want to feed that temple to let people know that we are in shape, that we are doing what we have to do to stay in shape and do the right things to make sure that we're living healthy. You know, you got people out there nowadays that's living to 104, 106, you know, which wasn't heard of for a long time because, you know, back in biblical days, they lived for hundreds of years. But, you know, now people are living to 104, 105, 106. So whatever the numbers are, and those people probably, I can't say for 100%, but most of them are probably eating things that most people tell you stay away from, or that person is probably taking daily walks every day, staying in some kind of shape. But a lot of people don't realize these elderly, you got some elderly people out here that will run circles around you. And I've seen some, I did a 5K a while back, and in this 5K, this lady, man, I promise she looked every bit of, she had to be 60-something, 70-something years old. She's running circles around folks. She said she do 5Ks and every little event that people have. She does everything. She does all events. Every time they have a 5K or something, she's in it. She says, I'm in it. She said, I don't care. She said, I've been doing events for years, and I'm not going to stop doing events because that's what keeps me going. Because I looked at her, and I was like, ma'am, you do these events all the time? She's like, yeah, I do them all the time. Every time there's a 5K or something, she said she jumped right on it. Now, that's a good thing because her, that lady, is a good example of being energized and willing to go out here and do things or exercise, because some of these people out here aren't willing to do anything. You got young people that are lazy and don't want to do anything but sit around the house, smoke, drink, or whatever they want to do, you know, besides exercise and get in shape. But just as soon as they got to run somewhere or walk somewhere or somebody get on their head, they ain't got no energy. Why? Because they ain't doing nothing. I ran across a lot of young guys like that. You know, I was helping a guy a while back with some sports-specific needs. You know, he had a scholarship to go to Jackson State. And I was working in Texas. And his mom came to me, and she was upset and crying because she didn't want her son to be a statistic. She wanted her son to do great things. She wanted him to go to school, and he had a scholarship to go to college, but he wanted to hang out with these guys out here in the street. You know, this guy in Texas, he had a, for those of you that are joining me, I was talking about how these young guys are not willing to get out here and exercise like most people are, because I ran into a guy in Texas a while back, and he was had a scholarship to go to Jackson State, and his mom came to me, and she was crying and upset because she didn't want her son to be a statistic. And he was super, I don't really down people, but he didn't want to put no effort in what he was trying to do. His answer was, I told him, I said, you got to be ready on this field. And he said, no, Jackson State going to get me ready. I said, no, it don't work like that. I said, you got to be ready because it's going to be, you're not the only person he's going for receiver. I said, you're not the only person that's going to be trying out for that position when you hit that field in Jackson State. You're not going to be the only receiver trying out for that position. So the rule is, and my rule to everybody is, stay ready. You never have to get ready. So I was trying to coach him and teach him that if you want to be ready for this football field, especially at Jackson State, you got to be ready before you get there. You may not be 100% to where they want you, but they're going to take you the rest of the way. But my point is, you got young guys that are out here that don't want to do anything to better themselves but smoke and drink and hang out, you know, and have opportunities to do other things, to go to college and take care of themselves. But they're lazy, don't want to do anything. So, you know, him, I did one couple of drills with him. I thought he was going to pass out. But, you know, he was out there drinking and smoking with his friends, and he had no energy. I said, how you plan on making it on the football field in Jackson State, and you can't even do three drills, you know, on the field? So, you know, and I was talking about, you know, this lady. I did a triathlon, a 5K one time here, and this lady, man, she was about, had to be every bit of 60-something, 70-something years old, and she running circles around people. But I'm like, oh, my God, she beat me. Something ain't right. So that let me know that, you know, people got to get back into shape. Now, as I was stating earlier, today is going to be question and answer for any fitness need or goal that you may have, any comments that you might want to make about things that you're doing to maintain yourself throughout the COVID-19, or that you might want to put out to the people, or if you have a question for me, you can ask, or any comments you may want to state, you put number one, and I'll bring you in at any time to ask a question or make your comment. So if you press one, and if you have a comment or a question, you feel free to ask at any time. So I do this show. This is a every weekly show, every Saturday, 12 o'clock noon. I'm trying to help people stay on track. because the purpose of the session today is question and answer, because a lot of people have questions about getting in shape, but they don't know how to get in shape. They don't know what they need to do in order to get in shape. Some people are scared to ask those questions because they worry about somebody thinking of them in a negative way because they didn't know the answer to that question. But like I said, I've always been told the only dumb question in the world is a question not asked. So if you don't ask, you don't know. So if you have any questions out there about any fitness goal, whether it be bodybuilding, toning up, losing weight, whatever the case may be, nutritional help, let me know and I can guide you. Or if you have a question, if you're in a certain area and you need a trainer, I might know somebody in your area, or that might be close to you, or that might even come to you to help you if they need to or get online with you and teach you some things about fitness that you may not know that you need help with. So, and the reason I do this is because a lot of people don't know what they need to do in order to get in shape. And like I said, getting in shape is a key factor in today's society when it comes to exercise and health-wise. You know, most people go to the doctor and the doctor tell them, well, you need to be doing this because you're headed towards this. You may need to do this because you're headed towards that. And most people wait to the last minute before they start trying to get into some kind of shape. And that's not a good thing, because if you wait until the last minute, that last minute might be too late. You know, some people, the doctor tell you, hey, you need to start working out, or your blood pressure is going to get worse, or you might need to lay off certain items because you're borderline diabetic, or your arteries are clogging up and you don't want to do anything about it. You need to go out here and walk and do some things to get yourself in shape so you don't run into those problems in the future. And most people tend to not pay that any attention because they don't think it can happen to them. And that's the biggest issue. Most people think certain things won't happen to them until the last minute when it does happen. But at that time, it's too late, or you waited too long to make it happen. So you have to be cautious of your health and make sure you maintain your health at all times. And like I said, my golden rule is stay ready. You never have to get ready. And I teach that to a lot of the guys that I help with anything dealing with sports-specific needs as far as any kind of sports activities. I tell them to stay ready, because you never have to get ready. Because if you stay ready, when it's time to go down or time to play or get on the field or court or whatever you're going, whatever sport you're playing, you'll be ready. And don't wait till the last minute to try to get ready, because it could be too late. Back when I was in school, we had a guy in school with us, and, you know, he passed not too long ago, but the guy played basketball. But every time you saw him in the park throughout the day, throughout the week, when school was out, he was always on the basketball court, always on the court, practicing, whether he was out there with a group of guys shooting or he was playing by himself. He was working on drills. He was always staying ready because he was one of the best guys we had on the team in high school and junior high and everything. But he made an effort to make sure he was a prime example. He would be the person that I would have on this show right now if he was here to tell people that you got to stay ready. You got to stay on your game. He stayed on his fundamentals. He stayed on his shooting game. He stayed on his dribbling game. No matter what when you saw him, you always saw him playing basketball. And that dude was a beast. So that goes to show that when you put forth a lot of effort into something, you can always exceed your goals. Because you got a lot of young people out here that we should be encouraging, that if they want to play sports, encourage them to get out there and practice. Because playing video games, sitting in the house all day, and you want to be a basketball player, you think you're good already, it don't work. Because there's always somebody going to be better than you out there on that court. And then when you out there and that guy's holding you down, you can't score the points you need to score because you're mad because his game is superior than yours. Now you're upset. You can't be upset. Why? Because you had all the opportunity, as he did, to go out and practice. So we need to encourage our kids, the children, the youth, that if they have a sport or something that they, and they say they got to be a sport, but anything that they want to do, encourage them to push on to make sure that they reach their goals, because those are your, what they say, those, that's our future right there, you know, our kids and grandkids. So we need to encourage them to practice, practice, practice. If it's basketball, they need to practice. If it's baseball, they need to practice. Whatever. I don't care what the sport is. If it's soccer, they need to practice, because ain't nobody that good if they just don't have to practice. Even Jordan practiced. Even Magic Johnson practiced. Larry Bird, all these guys, Kobe Bryant, all these people practiced. Why? Because they wanted to make sure their skill was always on top. Now, again, you know, just keep them pushed. Keep our kids encouraged to reach their goals. Don't let them slack at all. And some people would think it's hard on them because you won't let them go play this video game or let them do this, but it'll show off or pay off in the long run. They'll thank you for it. Now, again, today is a day of question and answer. Anybody have any questions, concerns, comments that they might have today on the fitness day, please press 1 and I'll bring you in. You can conversate or you can comment or ask a question about any fitness goal that you may have. Feel free. Don't be afraid. It's all, we all family on this show. And I do the show every Saturday at 12 o'clock, Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. You know, Fitness Evolution is me. So, you know, I'm Trainer Ray also. But if anybody have any questions or concerns or comments, please press 1 and I'll bring you in at any time. Now, again, you know, we want to stay focused on our health. Our health is very important. Some people don't take it serious like they should because, they, like I said, they always think this won't happen to them. That won't happen to me. This won't happen to me. But you go out here and eat any and everything you can out here in the world, and people don't realize that you can't just eat any and everything or too much of any and everything. Now, me being a trainer, I don't tell clients to disregard anything. I tell them to eat their meals. The biggest issue with people in fitness is the 5 to 6 meals a day. Most people don't do that because they think it's too much. But when you try to get them to focus on not getting rid of stuff, because a lot of times what people don't realize, when you start to get rid of stuff, breads and different items from your life, that item might carry something that you need, a vitamin, a mineral. So now you got to replace it with some vitamins or minerals that you're not getting in. So you have to replace it with some pills. And you might not like taking pills, but or you got to replace it with something else in order to get what you're missing, because you don't want to miss anything. And I've learned this a long time ago. You know, people always put out diet plans and meal plans, and the biggest problem also most people have with meal plans is they get on a meal plan, and the meal plan is the same meal plan every day. And if you do that, that's going to be a downfall for you. Why? Because you're going to get bored. You're going to get bored. I don't care what you do or how you do it, but you're going to get bored. And you're not going to want to eat that meal every day. So I encourage my clients to always make your meal plan fit your needs, fit what you like. Let me say that. Because I teach them, I give people like a sample plan. And within that plan, it tells you what to eat every 2 to 3 hours and for breakfast, lunch, snacks, breakfast, lunch, and your snacks and dinner, or just 5 to 6 meals. But I also show them on the side of that, whatever you ate that day, that whole day, whether you ate chicken for lunch, fish for lunch, steak for lunch, whatever the case, whatever you ate for lunch, you write that down. Even if you ate rice with it, potatoes with it, you write it down. But you remember, your meals are 5 to 6 small meals a day. Your vegetables, you write it down. What you ate for your snack, you write it down. If it's an apple today, write it down. Your lunch, I mean your dinner, same thing. Whatever you eat that meal, write it down. Then the next day come up, you write down what you ate. So yesterday, if you ate chicken, tomorrow you eat fish or beef. So then you change, you write that down. Whatever you ate that day, you write it down. That will help you to that will help you to keep your fitness schedule or keep your fitness needs open at all times, to give you an option. Because when you go to eat the same thing every day, every day, every day, that's going to be an issue for you. You're not going to want to sit back and eat the same things all day. So when you go and change your meals up, it makes it fit your needs. It makes it fit what you like, not what somebody else likes. And always remember that you want to make sure that you can do something that you enjoy. Don't do something that somebody wrote in a book and then you're trying to follow it, but you don't like something they got on the list, so you skip it out or you don't eat it. You got to substitute it, because it might be, as far as what's in it, maybe a vitamin, maybe a mineral, could be anything. So always remember, stay focused on your meals. Don't get off, don't variate. And I've heard somebody tell me that they have a cheat day. Everybody's entitled to a cheat day every day. I said, no, you don't make your cheat day every day, because in that case, you're going to start cheating every day, and then you're not going to eat the right meals you're supposed to eat because you're cheating every day. You make a cheat day, and a cheat day is always very small, nothing big. If you like ice cream is your cheat. You get that meal when you, yeah, that cheat, when, but it's not a whole day thing. It's just one time, a piece of it, a part of it, and go on about your business. But what most people fail to do is make that cheat day once you lose a pound, 2 pounds. Set a goal. Say you lose a pound in 2 weeks. Set your goal. That's your cheat. Now you get yourself a cheat day. You lose 4 pounds in a month. Set yourself a cheat day. If you give your goal a month, say in a month I'm going to lose this much weight. Or just say whatever weight I lose, I'm going to make a cheat day. If I don't lose any weight, ain't no cheat day. If I lose some weight, that's a cheat day. So you set yourself some goals to have while you're doing your cheat day, because that's going to help you keep going and want to try for it, because you're going to be to get that cheat day in your life. And having that cheat day sometimes is always a good motivator. And by you having that as a good motivator, you are willing to go above and beyond. So next time you have a meal, or have a plan on doing something, you set yourself up to want to eat right or do the right thing, because now you know, okay, I can cheat. I can make that way. I can get less of this. I mean, I get what I like, but I make it a goal. I make it a purpose for me going to get it. So some people don't realize if you make a purpose of going to get it, you're more prone to do what it takes to lose your weight or gain whatever you're trying to do. And some people don't understand, you have to stay focused and stay committed. You have to dedicate yourself. Dedication equals transformation. Remember that. Dedication equals transformation. You dedicate yourself to reach your goals. You will reach your goals and then more. Dedication equals transformation. Always keep your goals focused on. Focus on all your goals at all times. Don't start making cheat days every day. I promise you, you'll fail. It's going to happen. Stay off the scales. You will fail every time, because when you start seeing you don't lose no weight, everybody in their mind thinks you're supposed to lose so much weight today. But I want people to understand that losing weight is not just like you just lose overnight. It don't work like that, because it took people years to gain it. It takes you years to lose it. So what people don't understand is you need to set your goal and dedicate yourself to reach that goal. And once you reach that goal, then you praise yourself, give yourself a gift for reaching that goal. Now you've done what you feel you wanted to do because you reached that goal. And that's the key. So always remember, stay focused. Don't lose focus. Dedicate yourself. Just like some people dedicate themselves to drink every day. Some people dedicate themselves to smoke a cigarette every day. Some people dedicate themselves to make sure they go to work every day. You dedicate yourself to take care of your kids every day. You should dedicate yourself to take care of your life. Take care of your life and live a healthy lifestyle. Living a healthy lifestyle is the only style, the best style to live, because you have to be the one to live your life. Can't nobody live it for you. So when a doctor tells you, hey, you need it, they shouldn't have to tell you that. If you go out, I promise you, if you go out and start walking every day, doing some laps, walk the block, walk the neighborhood, whatever, go to a park, walk there. And when you go to your doctor's appointment, your results will be a lot better. And most people don't realize that their results will be a lot better. And when your results are a lot better, you tend to want to do better because the doctor's telling you, hey, whatever you're doing, you keep doing it. Who's it? Stop you from jumping for joy because now you ain't got to worry about going out to buy no more pills or going out to do a certain thing because he's not prescribing you something different for a new ailment that you just created because you're not doing the right thing to take care of yourself. So go out there and do what's right. Take care of your health. Start walking every day before you go to the doctor. Walk it, if you got a doctor appointment in a month, go start walking. Start taking care of your business. Go out there and start exercising. And I promise you, when you go to the doctor, that doctor going to be like, man, you're in really good shape. You're doing really good. Your cholesterol is at this level. Your blood pressure is at this level. Whatever. Better yet, we're going to take you off this blood pressure pill because whatever you're doing is working. So keep doing that. So now you're off a pill. Now you're like, whoa, I ain't got to take that pill no more? Oh, okay, I'm good then. So, you know, it's all about taking care of yourself and dedicating yourself to reach your goals. If you can dedicate yourself to other things in life, you can dedicate a few minutes of your life to take care of your life, to dedicate yourself to 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes a day just to get some exercise in, even if you just walk the neighborhood. I don't care if you just walk in a block. You should be able to dedicate at least 30 minutes of your life every day to exercise, walk in the neighborhood, something of that nature, because that's going to help you in the long run. Don't wait on me as a trainer to tell you. Don't wait on a doctor to tell you. You should want to do this for yourself because exercise is the key factor to a lot of things in life, and we need to make sure we keep focus on what our goal is, and that's staying healthy. And we should push that especially amongst blacks. A lot of blacks tend to have a lot of ailments out there in the world and don't want to do the right things. But they eat all the wrong things, drink all the wrong things, and not take care of themselves. But until a doctor tells them, hey, you're about to meet your maker because you won't stop drinking. Or you're on the TV commercial talking about, I smoke a bag a day, and you want to stop doing that because it's not good. Don't wait till the last minute to start doing something, making a change about your life. So today, I just want to talk to you about, you know, question and answer, anything about fitness, and give you some support, let you know that all you need to do is a little bit. You don't have to do a lot, just enough to get your body moving, get your blood flowing, get your cholesterol kicked out your veins, and help your body to maintain and move forward. So if anybody have any questions, you can always contact me at 662-368-2152. You can call me anytime you feel free. Call me and let me know or have any questions about something. You can always ask questions. Feel free to ask any questions. And today was a good day. I'm glad. I want to thank everybody that did and didn't listen. It doesn't matter. I love it because I'm here. You can always go back and review it. But today is a good day. And today, every day is a good day. Just think about it. Today is a present. It's a gift from God. That's why it's called a present. But everybody needs to stay in shape. Take care of yourself. This is Trainer Ray. Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always call me at 662-368-2152. Or you can hit me on my email, fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. Thank y'all for joining me today here with Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. Take care.